Welcome to The Pulse of Dubai, a podcast from the heart of UAE. Whether you're a tourist, an entrepreneur, a working professional, or a business owner in Dubai, you're sure to pick up tidbits of actionable advice when you tune in.
Hi guys, I'm Osa Ferreira.
And I'm Margaret Herda.
And we are thrilled to be your host for this show.
Guys, we want to say welcome to our episode zero.
I'm so glad we're finally doing this, Margaret. We've been discussing this for a while and I'm excited to finally go live.
Oh yes, that was a journey, but finally, also we're entering the world of the podcast. So guys, we promise to give you extraordinary content, you know, something where you're going to find very inspiring people around, which we're going to have here for the interviews, and they're going to share with you their stories.
Yes. So our endeavor through this show is going to be sharing with you insightful conversations from thought leaders across different industries in Dubai and to cover the best of what this paradise we now call home has to offer.
Oh yes, from this cosmopolitan city, which is the home for more, I think, more than 200 nationalities mm-hmm. and a hub for the most innovation startups and much more.
We're going to be your one-stop guide to living, traversing, thriving, and getting to love Dubai. So before we go any further, here's a little bit about ourselves. Margaret, would you like to go first?
Let me go first. So I started my career 18 years ago, and the PR communication was always something very dear to me. During my career, I worked with more than 30 luxury brands, several high-net individuals. That's a part of my service about the personal branding, how to create your personal image. So I had the great pleasure to also coordinate their media communication. I spent several years in London, where in 2018 I established Amber Group Consulting Company, where we cover the world of the luxury, education and artificial intelligence with our co-star client Sophia Robot. I was coming and going between Dubai and London for a while, and where in 2019 I decided to move here, and today I proudly call Dubai my hometown.
That's such a nice and interesting journey, so much to learn from. I started off my entrepreneurial journey in the year 2015 with Socialoka, a digital marketing agency that I founded back in India. It's been over 6 years and Socialoka has expanded across three countries from, I'd say, a hard-fought endeavor of one to now a close-knit family of many. I traveled between India and Dubai until 2019 and I was fortunate to have so many opportunities here to expand and grow. And so in the year 2019 was when I thought, what better time to branch out? What better place to branch out to celebrate half a decade of being able to chase this journey? And so that's when I made the move to Dubai.
Oh, Osa, did you notice actually we moved here in the same year?
Yes, we both launched here at the end of 2019. I think it was a good time to launch just pre-pandemic.
Exactly. So exactly 2 years ago. And that was such a perfect move, guys. Before pandemic, lockdown, I think we can easily say it's not because we are living here and we have our companies here, but it was the best time to spend the lockdown.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was very well planned, well managed. And we were fortunate to be here during the time with our businesses still running.
Absolutely. So thank you, Dubai. Thank you, actually, to the government. So you might actually wondering for who this show is for. So we can say it's primarily for the people who are interested and they're looking for some extra knowledge about Dubai.
Yeah, so whether you're new here, whether you're planning on coming here for work, starting your business here, learning about government regulations, or just learning about the hotspots for the best places to travel to, or the upcoming events, we've got you covered.
Oh, yes. And I think when people think about Dubai and they are from abroad and they would like to establish their business, obviously each new city brings fantastic opportunities, but also the advantage. And I think both of us, we are great to ask for how to establish the business in Dubai and what is the right way to start with. So definitely you can expect in the next few episodes a little bit insights about our journey.
Yes. Without giving too much away, We hope to see you guys tune in for episode 1.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Pulse of Dubai with your hosts, Asa and Margaret. If you aren't already, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can visit us on thepodcast.ae and follow us on social media. See you next time.